This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Canadian leader Justin Trudeau said Friday that all options are now on the table for ending trucker-led protests that have paralyzed Ottawa and closed border crossings with the United States. Under increasing U.S. pressure to crack down on the protests over COVID rules that have triggered a state of emergency in Ontario province and copycat demonstrations as far away as France and New Zealand, Trudeau signaled that patience was running out. In a news conference Friday, Trudeau said this unlawful activity has to end, and it will end. The Canadian capital has been clogged with hundreds of cargo trucks for 2 weeks as the snowballing movement has morphed into a broader protest against pandemic health rules and Trudeau's government. The protests have sparked solidarity rallies from France to New Zealand. Upping the stakes, U.S. President Joe Biden has reiterated his concern over the blockades at the U.S. border in a phone call with Trudeau. Biden has told Trudeau that the standstill on a key North American trade route is having serious effects on U.S. firms. Britain's defense secretary visited Moscow Friday for talks on easing tensions amid massive Russian war games near Ukraine. Ben Wallace's trip comes a day after British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss held talks in Moscow, urging Russia to pull back over 100,000 troops amassed near Ukraine and warning that attacking its neighbor would have massive consequences and carry severe costs. Russia says it has no plans to invade Ukraine, but wants the West to keep Ukraine and other former Soviet republics out of NATO. From Washington,